got a weird one for you this week. It's a horny one. Yeah, this one's super horny.
Pretty and pussy pink.
Yeah, baby. I got nails on. I got hair on.
You got a dress on. Yeah. What are you, a cross-dresser?
Cross-dresser.
Today on the show, we have King Dwarf making his 2024 debut, return guest, an exciting time to talk about sex and things.
And traveling, going to Berlin, what to do in Palm Springs, getting double dildoed. I don't know what we talked about.
Two penises.
It was real penises.
Yeah, that's right. Talk
and
about
showering
a
foreskin.
Yeah, clean your dickhead off.
Unless you don't want it. Unless you like it cheesy.
Stink with a Y. You know what I mean?
Goodbye. M.
Oh.
M. Mom!
When first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us.
Sloppy seconds.
Oh, diva.
Our number is 213-536-9180.
Whoa.
Our email is sloppysecondspod@gmail.com. Now on with this show. Oh, how you sub-fuse to be the fuck you, not so fuck you, darling fuck. Welcome to Sloppy Second to a Big Dipper and Meatball. I'm Meatball, and that's Big Dipper.
The Scream.
What scream? Which one?
The scream you scrumped.
That's gonna be what wakes people up for this episode.
Right. You also will feel that in your throat tomorrow.
Or later today.
How are you? You look so nice, pretty
and
pink.
Thank you. Look at my little nails that I got for Christmas. Am I matching? I'm cranked.
Baby, I'm cranked. Okay, so the Christmas gifts that Meatball and I ordered on Etsy did arrive.
Come. My favorite part about this one is that it's printed glitter.
Right. We both very much thought that this would be like a glittery cup.
They got us, girl. This is I could do better on my little iPad.
This is printed out paper slid into a sleeve around a cup. What does it say on the bottom?
Serve with a positive energy, confidence, and slay.
And slay.
Bad bitch energy. Serve with a positive energy.
Now you're just
confidence and
it.
Slay.
You're on a rotation.
Oh yeah. Oh, it made me dizzy.
Well,
it's wine.
And I also got you some nails, which do
beautiful
look
nails,
petite
beautiful
and pretty
nails for little lady.
They look
hands.
Gorge. Merry Christmas to
how
you.
How was your holidays?
It was good. I hung out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, time to intro our guest, making his return appearance on the show. He's a little cutie with a big old booty and a whole lot of cock. It's the it girl of the moment. It's King Dwarf.
Hello.
Yes, baby.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Hi, my favorite people in the world.
This will become an annual tradition.
I'm totally down for it.
We had you last year, and now we're having you again.
About once a year. Yeah. I'm a once a year kind of gal. Yeah.
We were just having wild conversations about bars in Europe. You've been all over the place.
I literally have. Like, I'm done with the world tour. Like, I want to stay my ass in L.A.
Yeah.
Like, I was so exhausted. Like, I love, you know how you love the concept of, like, traveling and, like, you know, obviously putting it on the gram. But then, like, the whole work of, like, doing it.
You like putting it on the gram.
Putting it on
we
the gram.
We hate the gram.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's, yeah. But anyway, so.
We're about to get dragged today.
Like, yeah. So.
So
as I was saying, it's just like then when you actually do it, it's so exhausting.
Oh, it's exhausting.
Yeah. I'm just like halfway through it, I'm like, I'm done. Can I go back to America? Like,
yeah.
It's just, and also like Europe, like, listen, Europe was so amazing, but then there was just so many things that like slowly add up that you have to get used to because it was my first time.
Oh, okay.
Like this was my first time going over there. So it was like my little like the American moments would be like, oh, okay. Like the one that really blew me for a loop was like,
I want to blow someone in a loop. You know what I
that
mean?
Was, that's why, I'll yeah, blew me through me, blew me for a loop was like they have their washers in like the kitchen.
Yes.
And like no dryers.
No dryers.
So here I am, like I had the go-go gig and I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to throw a couple things, like not realizing.
Oh, and they were wet for your gig.
And Joel really loved this because, like, he's been there before.
Yes.
So it was like he was just going to see what made me crack first.
What a nightmare person.
But and so I'm like, so where's the dryer?
Yep.
And I start freaking out. He's like, there's no dryers. They're super electricity conscious.
Yeah.
But girl, what were you wearing at the go-go gig? You probably could have just wrung it out three times. Well, and it would have been dry.
Yeah, no, but like, quick. You know, the outfit to go. And then like, yeah. Obviously it's going to come off. But still, you got to make an entrance, babe. This is like international. So
This is reminding me. Sorry, I do want to talk about Europe. But this is reminding me. Do you remember when we were at that Barracuda gig and you were in the dressing room and you were like, well, someone took all my clothes and I drove you home naked?
That's a great story.
Wait, let's
talk about that. Yeah.
And I put on the seat warmers. And we're going to
protect the names of the
thieves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did they do it? Okay. Can I ask? Did they do it on purpose or was it like,
I don't think it's that
go-go situation where everyone's clothes are kind of everywhere?
I just think they were genuinely not smart. Let's just put it that way.
I think they just swept everything.
Yeah, you kind of expect that with some go-go.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know?
So someone had like a bag. You had like a fanny pack or like a crossbody bag.
Yeah, like a little
bag.
Like my bottom bag. I call it.
Yes, your bottom bag.
Literally like my bottom bag. Yeah.
So you had your keys and your phone and your wallet
in there.
It was just like your shorts and
My shorts. I was literally in the summer. So, you know, I'm just hoeing and I'm just literally coming in like booty shorts.
Thong.
Yeah, essentially. And like my booty shorts and like a tank top to wear when I leave like the club after my gig. So he's there. We're doing the ass contest. Like it fucking goes amazing. And then what is it, like 2 a.m?
Yeah, it's like 1:30, 1:45. Yeah, like everyone's done.
Yeah, the party's wrapping up.
We're talking in the dressing room and you're like looking for your stuff while
like,
we're talking.
I'm like, okay.
And just casually looking around.
I'm just literally in a thong. Like, I'm like, okay, where's my stuff?
And then you stopped all of us and you were like, okay, so I don't think any of my clothes are in this room.
Yeah, none.
Okay, that has actually happened to me with my boy clothes after drag, but like luckily I have drag on, so I can just ride home like a chicken just in my tights.
So
it's like a little chicken.
Literally just have like
just your
sneakers on and a dog. Like literally.
So how do you walk up to your front door like that? I would just steal from Precinct. I'd be like, give me a t-shirt.
Was it Joel? Was it Joel's sweatshirt?
I think it was Joel's sweatshirt. He gave me something.
Okay.
You gave me something in the car to cover up with.
Oh, yeah.
You did.
I was like, I've got something in the
car.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
we always have like tons of clothes in the back of your car.
My trunk is full. But so I said,
let me swing
around. I'll pull up the car. And you were like, no, I'll walk.
And then we did the side entrance.
No, you wanted to walk.
Oh, I did, yeah. And then we walked. My meat looks fucking my ass and meat looked great in that jock strap. Yeah.
He had to get it to the people.
Exactly.
So it was 2 a.m. and we walked up the hill on fucking 4th Street.
I hate that hill
so much. Why
don't you just park in the lot behind Precinct?
Well, that was free.
Maybe, yeah.
Because I always do a loop. I always do one loop and look for a
meter.
And I
never did the side door. That was my first time in the side door ever.
Oh, you've only ever done the front
door?
Only
in the front, yeah.
Oh, I like the side door because that elevator is always scary. You never know if you're going
to
get stuck
in it. You're going to make it to the club or not. Ugh. So anyways, that was the last time, I think I saw you in a dressing room.
Yeah, I want to hear your question.
That was just the last time you guys hung out? When was the last time I saw you? I think we were out.
Yeah, we were out.
Maybe my birthday?
No, I didn't go to your birthday. I was like,
No, you did. You did go to his birthday, yeah.
You dropped off the RuPaul doll. It was my gift.
It was iconic.
Oh, yeah, that birthday. I thought you had the karaoke one.
That wasn't a birthday, and you did come.
It was definitely out and about somewhere. Dare I say Precinct?
I think it was in Precinct. That's where I like live now. Yeah. That's where I see everybody. Yeah. So, okay, back to the European bars, because we were saying that most of the bars there have like dungeons underneath
they
have, them.
They're literally called dungeons.
And dragons?
Oh, really? Dungeons and Dragons, baby. Well, when he's there, there's definitely some dragons hanging out. There.
It's a little dragon. Yeah.
What was your favorite?
I'm trying to figure out how to train your dragon. You know what I mean?
Toothless. That's his name.
I missed you guys so much.
I know you're fun. What was your favorite club or country to be in?
It was definitely Berlin.
Yeah,
like Berlin. London was cute. But I think Berlin was definitely that, like, I had that concept in my head, like, it's going to be fucking nuts.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So, when we went, like, I just wanted to, like, do everything all at once. Like, I was just like, okay, let's hit the bars. And we stood in the gay area. And we stood, like, literally in the gay hotel, like, the Axel.
Okay.
God. Oh, my God. Fucking amazing. It was, like, cruising 24/7. Just get like the whole fucking, you scroll halfway down and that's everyone still on Grindr in the one hotel. The AXA hotel.
Would you just be like, come to the room, like order them in, like
Chinese? Literally room service, baby. Like, yeah. And then like a gorgeous like hot tub on the top floor.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
And you were with your partner the whole time.
We were doing like so many things. Like he was doing filming, I was filming.
So many things.
So many things.
Have you ever been to Berlin?
Never been to Berlin. I really want to go.
Me too.
Never been to Mexico City either, and I hear that that one's a fun one.
Yeah. That's what I want to do next. I heard great things.
Yeah.
I heard great things, yeah. But Berlin, I mean, those bars, and even the bathhouse.
Yeah.
Like, the bathhouse was fucking gorgeous. It does. Listen, I love Flex. Like, we're not going to badmouth Flex. Listen, it comes in handy.
What is Flex?
As needed. What? Girl.
I've never been to a bathhouse.
Well, it's literally right down the street from my apartment. Yeah. So...
I'm coming over.
Okay. Sniffies is annoying as fuck when they're hitting you up and they're like, are you at Flex? I'm like, no, I'm actually in my apartment.
I'm at home.
Yeah, I'm at home.
You heathen.
Did you go to the big club? Did you go to Berghain and try to get in? Or the laboratory?
Laboratory. Yeah. Got into lab.
What are these places? I've actually heard of Berghain, but I've heard that I wouldn't be allowed in.
It's hit or miss, according to what I've heard, but the laboratory
it's a very strict door, but I do know the door guy because he's a photographer. Oh. So you'd have no issue. I'll hook you up, girl. Don't worry.
Thank you so much.
And then...
I love famous people.
And then Lab
was
fucking amazing. They have, like, theme nights.
I've heard it's wild.
Yeah. It was... I'm like replaying it back in my head, and I'm just like, holy shit, it was a wild time. Just the bathhouse was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like when a pool, like I mean a pool with like fountains. Like I felt like I was on the fucking set of, what was that music video? Like, you know the GUI video?
Yeah.
Like
Like
I literally felt like I was in like that, just with tons of naked men around me.
This is why I have been, for the last couple years, always talking about a sex club and a bathhouse and a way to elevate them, because they do exist in that way.
They do.
Just not really in the States. No, like, not, in the States, they're just, like, grubby and gross. They're gross.
That's why I don't go. And I always hear that they, like, are
there's
messy.
There's an incredible movie called The Ritz. That I recommend people go and watch.
Okay.
Sometimes they play it at the Eagle.
Uh-huh.
Like, at like, you know, not peak times when they're not playing porn.
Yeah.
They play it, and it's a movie. It's from 1976, and it's about a guy hiding out from the mob.
Really?
And it's like a slapstick comedy, but the idea is that in order to hide out from the mob, he's like, where's the last place
anyone would go? Is he hiding in a bathhouse?
I'll go to the gay bathhouse. So it's like... very stereotypical, very homophobic joke.
I was like, I love when movies are super homophobic.
Yeah,
but it's of the time, right? And you see that there's like a gym and a cafe, and there's like performances, like a la like Bette Midler's performances. And I think,
oh yeah, she used to perform at Bath.
She did, exactly. Yeah, and that was the whole.
I want to throw a fat slap.
Yeah, and Rita Moreno is in this film, sort of playing the showgirl.
A fat slut
at a bathhouse would be incredible.
That would be. Sign me
the
up.
Food, the shrimp, you know, the smell.
I bet.
Yeah.
Speaking of Flex. If you work at the Flex in Phoenix, Arizona.
Hit me up. I love Phoenix.
And that one is big enough, and it has a huge outdoor pool.
Do we have a missed connection?
What do you mean?
No,
I mean for Fat Slut.
I think
it's the big...
I actually Googled, and the other ones, like there's one in Cleveland.
Yeah.
There's one in like Phoenix. Yeah, and actually...
The one here...
I'm going on a sex club tour.
That's right, baby.
Okay, but text me. Just so we all bump into each other.
All of us.
Because you're going on a tour, but I go there.
You live there. Wait, do you go to Flex all the time? I think I'm going to go this week.
No, we both badmouth. We talked so much shit about
Flex. I don't go to Flex all the time, but I was just there like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Well, okay. They have a hot tub outside, and they have a pool.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The steam room doesn't work.
Slammer?
And yeah, I'm at Slammer constantly.
Okay. All right.
I just took two friends to Slammer last weekend.
Well, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay. Text me next time, bitch.
Well,
you're going to train that dragon.
We were talking about bars in Berlin. Yes, we were talking about dungeons.
Yes.
I have heard tell, I think in Spain, of a bar where if you are standing at the bar, there are, it's kind of up on a platform.
I've heard of this place.
And so there are glory holes. So while you're standing and drinking at the bar.
It was like it was designed for me. Yeah.
Well, no, those glory holes are.
You'd have to.
I know. I'm going to be giving a bunch of service. So, like, I'll just blow them while they're waiting for their drinks. It's fine. Yeah.
You could just do that at any bar.
We're talking about the ones that are dropped in the floor.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I do like that. Both people standing.
And this is the best. Spain. Yeah.
This is what I've heard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We built standing glory holes for Drain Your Nut. Oh, yes.
Here's
come the
thing. You got
to
go to his Drain Your Nut. And I want to go, but he runs it. So I don't want to see him.
Yeah.
Instant boner killer.
Yeah. Go to other ones.
I don't know any other.
Frances is the best, though. That's Frances. Like, you're seeing.
Yeah, you and your man are freaks. Like,
yeah, y'all are weird.
Maybe we
y'all
are. Creepy. I love how you do know that. I love how you know that's a Joel and me.
Well, you know, that used to be like a meme about Joel that was going around here. Like, when you see this guy in a video, up to the craziest shit.
Yeah. Fred says.
He's down for anything.
He's down for anything.
Literally.
All right, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Helix.
That's right, baby. We love Helix mattresses. Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
And how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Just take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
Yeah, I took the quiz and I was matched with the big and tall sleeper. It got delivered in a box. We unwrapped the box and threw it on the bed, and it's sort of like you give it a little time to settle, and I love sleeping on my mattress. It is something I look forward to coming home to.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've both been traveling so much lately, and for me, I just love coming home to sleep on my Helix mattress. Nothing is as comfortable.
They've got models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions.
Plus, enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. And that's why they offer a 100-night sleep trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Helix is offering up to 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners.
Go to helixsleep.com/sloppy and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long.
With Helix, better sleep starts now.
HelixSleep.com/sloppy and use code HelixPartner20.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. You've never seen a mother and son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Okay. Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets, and you won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
And we're back! So you were on season 2 of Go Go for the Gold.
Yes, I was.
This theme song goes like,
Go for the gold!
Work.
Yeah. I actually really like that show.
Yeah, me too. There's a lot of good ass.
Yeah. Thank you. And everyone's fun.
Yeah.
How
was your experience on that show?
The show was really, really great. I mean, I had so much fun doing it, being able to, like, just, like, be with the other talent, like, that came on. Like, it was so intense, but also, like, It was also me, like, fresh to LA. Right. So, like, it was, like, diving head first. Like, you know, I was like, oh, okay, I'm going
to be when you moved to LA, you were immediately, like, at every event, yeah. in every party. Yeah, so baby, I feel like you were quick to learn.
It was like the Gypsy Rose Blanchard tour. Like, out of jail, like, baby, we're doing it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My man's got fire dick.
Yeah. So,
that's what she said.
I know.
But yeah, no, the LA tour was great. And then when I got asked to be on the show, like, that was really fun. And it was just, I mean, like, the finale, doing the live finale, I like in WeHo, was really great because you got to see everybody because it was so long since we wrapped.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was kind of like where the drag race, like, we didn't know who was actually going to win until.
Secret.
Yeah. So a little production secret. And yeah, but it was fun seeing everybody. And then Johnny winning, like, congrats to him. Like, he killed it.
Johnny Cakes.
Yeah, Johnny Cakes. Yeah.
It's really quite the ass.
It is, yeah. But can't beat the dragon. Just saying. But anyway, no, I was super proud of myself. I'm coming off fresh with, like, no go-go experience.
Yeah.
Well, like, that, I think, really stood out. Like, they did a really good job telling that story and showing how not only your personality, but your story and just, like, your presence in the room was winning everyone over. And so even though, like, maybe you were falling short on, like, the pole dancing or the whatever, especially now. So who was the guy who was, like, the ballet dancer?
Oh my God. Wow.
So you're not friends. I follow them on Instagram. They are, like, in Vegas now doing, like,
Stuff. No, yeah, they're doing really well. Wow, his name is really not coming to me, but yeah, he's a great person. Yeah, he's a great person. Yeah, but
oh my God, you are me.
He was what? No, yeah,
you are me.
I mean, yeah.
But that was I just thought they did a really nice job of, like, you know, they could have been like,
oh my God, Laszlo.
You know,
he's hot when he wears the little cat ears.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
They could have easily... Oh, you have feelings about the cat ears?
No.
No,
it's...
Say it.
It was interesting.
Name them.
It was interesting to see the ranging talent level.
Yeah.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say.
And they could have... Body types. Yes. And they very much could have, like... put the, you know, doofus clown music behind you. And
oh, completely.
Like, oh, he's attempting to do a lap dance.
I could have been the joke of the season. Right. And you know what? Like, I owned it.
And you were the dragon of the season.
Yes, baby. And I was like, and I was also, like, really thankful. Like, you know, I was like, they really put me in a good light. It could have went really badly. But, you know, that was it was definition of, like, I'm going to literally fake this until I make it, you know? And,
well, that's what propelled it.
Yeah. Wow. Do you feel like because you were on that, you've gotten more gigs, or you were already working all the time, right?
I was already putting my name out there, but the show definitely helped. Mm-hmm. Like, the show, like, between that and doing, like, all the big-name gigs in L.A., like Hot Dog and, you know, Down Precinct and, you know, VPL.
Let's talk about Hot Dog.
Oh.
Why aren't you making content backstage like the rest of the boys?
Is that like the latest thing now? Because I haven't been in a minute. Because, you know, I've been in Berlin.
You've been traveling.
You've been world traveling.
Well, I just see it all the time, and I'm like, they're a bunch. You know. They're amongst the cans of soup and things. Back there.
Right. They're like in the dressing room.
There's something about that is so hot to me that they're like back there blowing each other, and then they go out and dance, and then they go back and blow each other.
Listen,
and
that,
they know
that employee lounge needs a black light on. I mean, you know, that employee lounge. That's where all the action happens. The employee lounge.
Bitch, it's a hallway.
It's a hallway full of overflow cranberry juice. And just a bunch of cans of tomatoes.
Yeah, literally.
Wait, but so what is your experience dancing there? Because Hot Dog, we've talked about Hot Dog a number of times of being, like, super fun, but, like, crazy crowded and, like, a really great place to hang out. But then also, like, when a certain crowd shows up, the sort of mood shifts and it becomes something else.
I was just at a house party and they were talking about it and they're like, depending on what you want, you pick what time to go. So if you want to, like, get a booth and it be chill, get there at, like, 3.
That is
true. If you want it to be, like, wild and crazy, get there around 7 and, like, go to the dance floor inside.
Right.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just, like, I love that party has so many things happening at it.
It really does. Like, there's like, that's exactly right. Like, certain times, the crowd is very different. And, like, you can kind of find what you want as long as you know what time to go.
But how do you have, like, the confidence?
No, I told you about the one time I went there, and I was trying to find something, and I found two guys fucking in the bathroom.
Oh, yes, you
with
did.
With their dog on the floor.
Yes, oh, you
and
did.
And the dog
you
looked at me like,
help me.
Yeah.
How do you have the confidence to stand there and dance when, like, everyone is just talking to their friend group and the music isn't loud, like, in that daytime moment?
It's honestly the vibe, because, I mean,
you
I recognize...
You just roll and touch your body?
Yeah, I mean, it's how I've been at some venues. Like, they're, like... And this is at night. This is, like, you know, 10, 11 o'clock, like, Vegas. Like, they'll be, you know, doing the K, doing the Coke, and then they'll be, like, not, like, focusing on any of the, you know... And so I'm like, okay, this is a gig, and we're still going to dance. And it always helps when you have those familiar faces who genuinely, like, are like, oh, my God, you're here.
Right.
You know? So that helps. I mean, that's how you get through a gig, you know?
Do you – is it on the menu when anyone walks up to you with a dollar bill to, like, grab your hog?
Oh, yeah. That's oh,
but some go-go's are like, no, a $5 gets you a hog grab.
Oh, I'm like, a $20 gives me a hog grab.
Okay, so not a one.
Not a single, no, baby. Okay. Baby, I got a little street cred now.
But people are handsy.
Oh, they are, yeah.
And so do you like...
And that's when you give them a lesson that day, and you're like, listen, no, that's...
That costs more.
That costs more, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But,
20?
Well, a 20, baby.
I had a drag queen reach down and grab my crotch.
Oh.
Name them. Name him.
But I was actually really impressed. Because what happened was, it was a very sexy song. And they were like up close and near me.
In drag,
performing. And then part of the song was like, I want it to be hot. I want it to be hard. And then the next lyric was, harder than that.
And so
the joke was, you grab someone's dick and then you lip sync harder than that. And that's the joke.
Yeah.
But there's
so she went like this, and then she reached right down into my crotch, and I immediately went to be like, whoa. And she just set her hand on the chair kind of between my legs and didn't touch me at all.
Yeah, I was about to say, if she touched you, then we'd have
a
problem.
But to everyone else, it looked like
she was actually grabbing
your
crotch.
And I was like, that's a professional ass move.
That is. No,
that is someone who used to grab everyone's dick all the time.
Yeah.
And someone gave them a talking.
She mastered the art, honey, of consent.
Now there's cameras everywhere. You can't be horny like it was.
And it was, you know, like, imagine someone like going to slap you, but then like not. Yeah. It was that weird thing where I was like bracing for like a hard nut grab or like, and I was like, oh, my butt. And then I was like, she didn't touch me at all.
Yeah, no, that's...
I'm sure your dick went... It went into hiding.
Turtle. It was like, bring me to Flex.
Poor Flex.
Oh, my God.
But, there's so many stories. But,
and what about dancing at Barracuda in Portland where they have cock out?
I love that.
That is...
How does that guy stay hard as rock all night?
Trimax. No.
You're not going to get a rock hard dick for hours on end
exactly.
in a social situation that isn't full sex.
Full sex.
Without Trimax.
Like, I was on that. Listen, I. I
oh, it probably came swinging by your face a couple
like,
of times.
Like, I was on
that
stage.
What's that guy's
name? Mo? Oh, yeah. I believe. Yeah. I've never danced with him. But, yeah. But it's the girls use Trimax, you know? And that's expected. That will not be expected of me because I just. Needles, penis, no thank you.
Yeah.
Like, I can never. Like, I'm dating, you know, like, I see it, you know? Like, I see it around my friends. I'm like, guys, I don't get it. You
what
know?
About Bimex?
What's that?
That's
just one less.
Oh, okay.
But it's real. No,
oh, it's
one.
Real?
Yes.
It's one less.
One less what? But. Max?
Yes, it's one less.
But you
Max.
Know, those are the times.
So
where
it's
I'm
not three mexes; it's only two.
Those
it's
are
a
the
bi-mex.
Times where I'm grateful, like the big dragon's a show or two. So, like you know, like I could just be on stage, like chilling,
just
like
yeah, having it out.
And you know, guys are like, are you hard? I'm like, no, mom. Like you know, and they're like, can we? Are you gonna get like fully rock? I'm like, no, that's maintaining an erection on stage. I'm good.
Right,
takes like, a lot of blood.
Yeah.
But Portland gets wild, yeah.
Portland does get wild, and it's one of my favorite
that's
parties.
Blood.
That's a lot of
that's
blood.
That's a lot of blood.
That's blood.
Blood.
I didn't say that.
That's what I heard.
But it's one of my favorite parties, honestly. Yeah. Like, I going nude, the tips are just fucking incredible. You know,
Now where do they put them when you're naked?
Oh, I have my little sweatbands on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I come prepared, girl. Yeah.
And it's really at mouth height too. A lot of them just walk. Oh yeah, that stage take a lick, take a touch.
I remember I did a barracuda once.
There was barricades, which is good.
Oh, they put barricades now.
There's little barricades.
When I did it, there was no barricade. And I remember I came out to perform my number, I think, and there was a go-go still getting his ass eaten like on the corner of the stage.
That's kind of fucking
Matt
iconic.
Had to be like,
wrap it up,
get off the stage.
Yeah.
There's a woman coming.
I was standing there, and Tiffany New York Pollard was standing next to me, and I was like, I'm supposed to perform.
That's
and she was
fucking
like,
iconic.
She was like pointing, and she goes, girl, how are you going to get on that stage? It was like the funniest time. I want to do another Barracuda.
Please do.
They're
please
fun
do.
Parties.
They're extremely fun. Matt is incredible.
I know.
Shout out to Matt. Like, totally. Yeah. But yeah, those parties are really, really fun.
So where else in America do you like to perform?
My favorite cities are becoming not Las Vegas.
Ooh, yeah. Now why? Because we're going.
Oh,
no, we're not.
Did you want it to be a surprise?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's the environment. I've had like two bad experiences. I'm not going to rule out and be like, oh my God, I never want to go there again. But I really want to have like a good
yeah.
experience.
Yeah.
And the last two weren't so great. So that's why I'm going to leave it at that. But my favorite cities would definitely be San Fran. And everywhere basically where Barracuda goes. Like, I've been fortunate enough to be on pretty much the whole leg of, like, the franchise wherever it goes.
Oh, wow.
So I did Portland. I did Seattle. I did...
Seattle parties.
Yeah, Seattle parties are great.
And they drink in Seattle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they try to like pass off like they're not doing anything like bad at the one venue, and like there's a bunch of dark corners.
Don't blow up their spot.
Yeah. No, I know, but it's.
I think they know too.
I'm sure
at the end of the night they find like douches laying around.
Not douches.
That happened at Precinct. The party ended, and we found three in the back.
The tea that I'm spilling is known tea, baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
what does a weekend out of town look like for work for you? Like. Do you just do the one gig, or do you take full advantage of the travel?
Do you film? Do you get other stuff done?
Oh, I take full advantage of the travel. Because it's like, for the most part, like, after leaving, like, you know, New York and Jersey, like, I was like, I've never been to any of these cities.
Right.
Mm. So, like, now, like, living in L.A. and doing the L.A. thing, and then actually being flown out and going to all these new cities, I'm like a fucking kid in a candy store. I'm like, baby, I got dick to suck, content to make, like gigs to do, you know? So it's really fun for me.
That's awesome.
Are you still out here like one for me? You know, like three for them, one for me? Are you doing it for pleasure?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. What?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, since it's like work.
Yeah.
Like, you really have to, like, kind of be in that mood.
Right.
And, yeah, you just kind of find that, you know, that 3 a.m. sneaky link that you're like, okay, I'm in the mood for this.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's 3 a.m. I'm asleep.
I'm asleep.
I'm asleep. I'm all right.
I'm waking up in a pile of drool.
Yeah, and food, probably, because you're a night eater.
Well.
So I do want to ask about that, because you do professionally.
We did have
like,
that one story.
Which one?
The one story where the guy wanted you to come over.
Oh yeah,
that
Mac
was
the Tip.
Fucking iconic.
Did what?
Do you
I'm sorry,
Mac the Tip.
Mac the Tip.
He wanted me to drive down.
Where were we? We were somewhere, and then you were like, "Oh, I don't know if I'm gonna go." Like after.
It was when I was driving you home. Because he wanted me to come at like 2:30, 3
that's
in the morning.
That's too late. I want morning sex or afternoon sex.
And he
wanted me
to
just like Joel loves morning sex.
Stay asleep.
Yeah. I want sex all the time, actually.
He wanted to stay asleep while I sucked his dick. And then he would like wake up and come in my mouth and then go back to sleep.
We were fully debating this in the car.
Yes.
Like
because he was, I'd never met him before. I had no face pictures. Yeah. He had sent me one dick pic.
No.
We had been texting for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. No.
And what he wanted me to do was drive down to San Pedro
at
2:30 or 3 in the morning.
No.
Sneak into his house.
No.
He promised me his dad would be asleep and not catch me.
No.
And then I was going to Mac
what?
The Tip.
This is
and he told me to bring
Mac? I was going to Mac the Tip.
Mac
I love
the
that.
Tip.
I love that. Can
yeah.
We,
You've heard
I
of Mac
that.
The Knife? Well, he wanted me to Mac the
I
Tip.
I love that. Can we just
and he was
that?
Like,
oh my God.
He was like, wear some lacy panties on that big fat ass. That's what his whole thing was.
I just wanted to know about the involvement of the father.
Said he just lived with his dad. But I, of course, was gross. And I said, can I suck your dad off too? But he said, I was like, I'll do it separately.
Yeah, separate rooms.
You're sick.
Baby, I would have did the same exact
thing. No, I wouldn't have gone at all.
I didn't.
I know you didn't, but the fact that you thought about it enough to even bring it up to him.
We were debating.
Oh, we were debating about it. Baby, don't you debate, like, should I go to Trey's house? Like, is there any, come on. There has to be, when you're with the girls, and you're like, should I go to Trey's house?
Now I guess I'll start.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back after this. Did you get nominated for a GAVN?
Yes, I did.
Ooh! This year?
Not this year. Not this year. Last year. Last year was best.
Because you're not going to Vegas anymore.
Sadly, I'm not going to the GAVNs. But But last year was best cam boy, which I was thrilled about because that was my Chatterbait days.
Yeah, that's very exciting. Do you do that anymore? Do you go live on cam?
I haven't because the go-go thing has been really taking over, but now, like, I kind of do. I kind of want to get back into the
that'd be fun.
So it was an honor to be nominated, and I used to. That's how I got my start. Truly, was just being in my, I told you guys,
in
my
room,
just show my whipping my wang out. Yeah. So,
has there any been progress? Has there been any? Oh, okay, time to put the wine away. Has there been any progress with your family? Because I know before that they weren't super supportive of this.
We're actually we're actually really good now.
Oh, good.
Really?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's actually really good, and I'm really proud of my relationship with both of them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's and I've actually been getting people reaching out to me like, oh my God, like I'm doing OnlyFans and my family doesn't know. And I'm like, how, what should I do when they eventually, And I'm like, baby, just, deal with that when the time comes.
Right.
But, and I really can't say every family is going to be
every family is so different. I have a friend whose mom, like a friend of his mom sent him his OnlyFans. And so she found out like that because it was like shady.
Yeah.
But she actually was just like, I don't really care. Are you making money? Like, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
And that always, I feel like the reveal of one secret always leads to the reveal of others. Like, that's the kind of thing where then a family sort of goes like, well, you know, we closed it down when you were 8, but grandma and grandpa used to run a porn theater in a theater.
You know what I mean? Like, the books or whatever.
The boomers are just so, like, scared of, like, you know, sex positive.
But they also all did shit, like, secretively. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But there's no record of it.
We're in a generation now where we're talking about people who are doing OnlyFans, you know, and they have a career as well. You know, I think it's something that's like we're making progress.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, especially with just all types of sex work.
Totally.
Like how far that's come.
We actually just had a conversation on our Tuesday episode where we were talking about like 18-year-olds when they first come out and then they start putting stuff on Instagram or Twitter and then they regret it in like 2 or 3 years. So like, did you ever regret?
No.
Yeah.
Because this is the career that I wanted.
Yeah.
Like this career opened up so many doors for me that I don't regret it at all.
Yeah.
Like it's I either think about this living in LA or being at like what a 9-to-5 and fucking, you know? Oof.
Like imagine you're like
I could never work at the
Enterprise rental car counter.
Not me, bitch. Yeah. I'd be so rude. I think about that all the time. If I wasn't my own boss, whoever was in charge of me would hate me. Well,
And that was after me doing the 9-to-5 gig. And I was just like,
what did you do?
And it was in retail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was just like, I wanted to strangle people on a daily basis. Like, it was like, fuck this.
And now you get to strangle them, but you have your, like, tongue out and you're riding their dick.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, I have kind of a rude question.
Oh, my God. No question from you is ever rude.
I know.
Yeah, I know. You guys are, like, besties.
Yeah.
Okay.
The shit we ask each other? Girl, stop.
Okay.
I need to be in a group chat with you, too. I have a lot of questions.
We have a lot to make up on because we haven't spoken since I've been because the Wi-Fi was so shitty.
I know. The all of the gigs that you're doing,
yeah,
a lot of them in the fall become holiday themed. So I am curious.
I like this question.
Let's go through the year. What do promoters ask you to dress up as?
They're so scared. They haven't. They're so scared.
Oh, because really? I was going to have you at Fat Slut, and I was going to have you be an elf, but you were out of town.
Oh, it's you. I would totally would have done that in a heart because it's Meatball. Like,
so it's like elf for sure.
Yes.
For Christmas.
Yeah. Elf. Elf is the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easter, maybe a small bunny.
Easter, yeah. Valentine's Day, Cupid, or a
Cupid. Cupid. Yeah. Or maybe New Year.
But you don't do the baby thing.
I would.
Privately.
Yeah. For money.
Maybe, if you're paying. I mean, just saying. But anyway. But if it's I'm collecting a check, yeah. There's things that I will do because I look at it in such... And honestly, everyone that I work with is so respectful.
Right, because it's more about they're thinking big picture, not like, I want to do this thing
and
as
they also
like,
don't
to
wanna
make
get
fun
canceled.
Of you
yeah,
or
yeah. They're like protecting their,
Right.
But I mean, there was even shows that I was in the midst of talking about in New York, like burlesques type things.
Oh.
And they were just like, how's this idea? We were bouncing back ideas at each other.
Yeah.
And, I was like, no, you're totally fine. Like, I would do that. Yeah.
Because there's probably something in, like, the classic circus realm.
Oh, yeah. We get to that. No one's ever asked, but it's been kind of spitballed.
Uh-huh.
Baby New Year definitely was at a party. I was going to come down butt-ass naked, like, at the strike of 12.
Oh, fuck.
That was definitely in the talks. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I have fucking 3 drinks in me. I'm down, baby. Yeah. I'm down. Yeah. And that's great OnlyFans. Like... That's great fucking advertising.
Oh, yeah. I love that photo of you as
like
a gnome.
Can we put like a ball cap on you with like a little spit curl?
Bob's Big Boy?
Yeah.
I'm down. But what photo do you love? The me.
As a gnome in front of the little mushroom.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Shout out to Dusty.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Have you seen that photo?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
it's
Dusty.
Really...
That was all over at Barracuda LA like 2 months ago. It was literally in the main room.
Like the big.
Have that in my bedroom. I literally just posted on my Instagram this morning, like me getting ready. And like you see it in the background. And he censored it with a butterfly. It was fucking, yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's
so good.
And I have another one that's hanging in my room. That can't even fit in my room. I have to like wait until I, you know, have more money and get like higher ceilings. Because it's massive. And it's, yeah.
I love that.
I love that.
Yeah, it was so iconic.
Yeah, I feel like there's something so fun. Sometimes when I'm like going to a party and, you know, the goal is to just show up and like look cool.
Yeah.
You're like, sure. But then when there's like a hard theme or there's like a like sort
you
of a required costume, like that's always really, really fun. And if you can find a way to like highlight the people that you have working.
Oh, yeah.
Or performing, I think that's super great.
Yeah, I love it.
Are you going to do themes of Fat Slut this year?
I think so. I think we're heading to theme town.
Ooh.
Theme town. Because a bitch puddin's doing like a Mean Girls party. I mean, I've done themes before. Right. I did like the Christmas one. I did for Barbie. I had the Barbie party.
Oh, the Barbie party was
and that
huge
one was
success.
Really cute. Yeah. So
I saw pictures. Yes.
It was cute.
I think
it was fun.
I have to come. Yeah. I'm coming to the next Fat Slut.
Yeah, you should come. The next one's going to be wild because it's Tammy Brown and Kelly Mantle and JK.
Oh, my God.
And so I told everyone, I was like, this one's mushroom. I guess. Like, get fucked up before you come because it's going
to
be weird.
I went to Tammy's show in P-Town. Iconic.
She's nuts.
She's nuts.
I'm obsessed.
Yeah, she's nuts. Yeah.
How was your P-Town experience?
It was great. It was great. We've talked about this. It was so.
But not on the pod.
It was.
Maybe you got to give it to the pod.
It was so great. It was my first time. And that was.
Oh, that's where you met Joel.
That's where
we
I met
did
Joel.
Talk about
Yeah. And it was the first time where, like, I was actually, like.
People were recognizing you.
Yeah.
Right?
And I was like, holy shit.
Are you going to go back?
Maybe if I got the coins. Okay. Yeah, or if
I like that.
Or if I'm doing a party, I would love to.
Okay.
Like,
do you ever just travel for fun? Do you ever just go and like, I'm not gonna make content, I'm not gonna do this, I'm just gonna enjoy my stay?
It's sometimes, yeah. Like it's so tempting now to be in a city and like, you know, for people to hit you up and they're like, let's make content, let's do this, I'm gonna be here. But then just to like chill, I'd probably want like half and half in P-Town. I'd probably want to chill because I genuinely love Provincetown.
It's so cool.
Yeah. But to do like the parties that you do and like Boomer and like the whole gang's up there, like that's also fun too because it's like I'm seeing all my fellow like coworkers.
Yeah,
you know?
And half the fun of traveling is like eating whatever food is there. And if you got to worry about some dick in your ass.
That is But that's also, like, the stories are the fun of it.
Yeah, but so is the food. We're so fucking fat. That. Anytime we go to a city together, it's like, where are we going to go eat bottoming? Before the game?
There's But I need a
I'm in my top era right now, actually.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm
proud of
you. You're going to make a new song?
Oh, my God, I should! It's full circle, baby.
Full circle. You're back to the top. Yeah.
I was just like, Berlin has opened my eyes, and I was like really in my like just two at once era. What can we call
was
that?
Was it really like a
threesome?
A two for one.
A threesome?
Two at once.
I love a threesome.
I love a threesome.
They're fun.
Yeah.
What do you feel about, okay, I had this thing happen the other night.
Oh, God.
Maybe we should talk.
Did they get into the Gluck 5000?
I think we should start fuck
your
talk.
Butt's wet?
Fuck talk early.
Okay.
It's time for... Fuck talk!
Oh, I was half afraid she wasn't in there.
This is chaos.
So we are going to start fuck talk a little early before we take a break. I just have... This is more of a question to the group.
Okay.
I met up with a young man.
How young?
32.
Oh, okay.
Just younger than me.
A regular.
Yes, I met up with a grown-up.
Okay, a grown-up.
Just an adult man.
So we fucked around. It was really, really hot. And he's very sexy. And the chemistry was good. But it was like...
regular.
It was just a body, like a pheromone thing where I was just like... the logistics of how you're kissing is exactly how I like it. The shape of your body is exactly how I like it. Like, your personality is great.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, when we kissed, I was like... I don't feel it. And
You
kind of like, you have like a smell that like, you don't have bad breath and you definitely are like hygienic, but it's just like, just I'm not like vibing with your pheromones.
Mm. I love,
it's so frustrating.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, all signs point to ding, ding, ding. And you bought me dinner afterwards.
Oh my God. My panties. Whoa! My panties would have been soaked.
Yeah. I would have been soaked.
Should I show you his photo?
Yeah. Show us the photo. I will tell you a very similar thing happened to me recently.
And I just don't know what to do.
6'5", man. Gorgeous body. Totally my type. White, nerdy looking dude.
Oh my God.
Everything was amazing.
Sign me the fuck up.
The kissing was okay, but I couldn't get over the smell. He smelled to me like milk. It smelled like
milk. We're having a hot topic apparently on smells.
Yeah.
Pheromones.
Yeah, because I couldn't.
Is it just the situation? Like, let me break it down. Like, let me be the
situation was perfect for me. Yeah, like, everything was set up perfect for me. But he smelled like milk.
Okay. And do you think
you see this?
He was sucking on my toes.
Oh. Oh wait, do I know him? Can we zoom in on that?
Can you bring it over? I can't. I'm not wearing my glasses.
Oh, these contacts. Oh, yeah. No, these contacts.
Holy shit. Oh, that guy was into you?
Those thighs.
Wow.
Oh
my God, that photo.
I want those thighs to crush
Why?
Me.
Why? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Does he have an OnlyFans? Because people would pay for that. Oh, yeah. He
okay, first of all, mustache mullet combo. No. Come on, baby. I'm a suck it. I'm going to find it.
I'm going to find it. I'm going to suck it. No, those thighs.
But, and this is, and I was
his
like,
ass
wait, but do what do you do when you aren't actually like attracted to somebody or their smell or their pheromones or their something?
Like,
that
I want
to
try
still
again.
Have to create
it's,
a...
really, it's really tough. I've kind of mastered the art of like getting through it,
mm-hmm.
like in a work sense. We'll leave it at that. At a work sense, you kind of think about anything else. You know, you're like, okay, like obviously hygiene is not your forte. You know, but
do you say, baby, let's take a shower?
Kind of. Yeah, I kind of like just give a little nudge, like, hey, how about we just go in the shower first? You know, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we've all done that.
Yeah.
And then you're and like, isn't it, this romantic?
The problem was he was fresh out of the shower.
Scrub,
it was
scrub, scrub.
His
still,
body
oh, yeah.
created
yeah.
that smell.
Yeah, no. That's...
That party stink? S-T-Y-N-K.
It wasn't stink, S-T-Y-N-K. It was it was like he didn't smell like anything, and then his body
Which
was
a
like,
great party,
you
by
want
the way.
Milk? Like
right, he was giving what's that plant? Milkweed.
Okay.
He was like, "If you break me, I will ooze milk."
He did.
I love it.
Oh, you made him come?
Yeah, I mean, I finished.
Okay.
Oh, one thing about me,
I'm a finish.
I'm a finish. No matter what, even if he did, I would, bitch. I'm not there
Mantra.
To play game.
Mantra. I will come out and finish. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get my nut.
It's just tricky. And it's also like you feel bad because you feel like you're like rejecting them or like pushing them away, but it's literally like you just can't help it. You're like, some people, it's not a, it doesn't vibe.
And, you know, respectfully, even if I'm doing it for like pleasure, like you're kind of just like, all right, this isn't a match. Like this isn't working, you know?
But well, I was reading up and
go back.
You what?
Well, look.
You gotta go back.
I know.
Like, here's the thing. It might be like a, he might be taking, I mean, just clearly he's fit, like, but it might be like the protein powder he's taking and stuff like that that creates a new odor.
Just put like a little Glade air freshener. You're good, girl.
Oh, yeah. Do you do the old trick? Just swipe a little deodorant under your nose.
But
you need deodorant.
It affected my
put a little peppermint under your nose. Because then all you smell is peppermint.
No, you know what? I can't even fault you. Yeah. Girl, now imagine. Baby, I got some stories.
That's a
you
problem because you got to finish. Yeah.
Well, tell
you
gotta tell the
story. No, I mean, there's been the same. And I'm very big on smells.
Yeah.
I am very big. Like when in the summer, like where there's the hot topic of like, you know, do you shower? Like, do we just let that musk boys? And you see, you see the discourse on like Twitter and everything, like, you know, and I'm just like, baby, one thing about me, it's like uncut. This boy's going to be taking 2-3 showers a day.
Right.
Yeah.
Take a little white wet wipe to the tip.
Or just like wipes, sink wash it before you bring it over.
Pull back the hood and make
pull
sure.
Pull back the hood, exactly.
Turn it inside out so I
gotta
can see.
Gotta do a hood check. but
you know that song. Turn it inside out so I can see. It's Vanessa Carlton, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's about uncircumcised cocks.
Yeah.
Oh, my, that's iconic. But yeah, no, I...
It's iconic.
So why, when I'm thinking of that song, all I hear in my head is, "Wake me up inside!" You know the Linkin Park song?
That's Evanescence.
That is Evanescence. Sing more of the Vanessa Carlton. Just with your beautiful voice.
I don't want to do that. Do you know what I'm singing, though?
I don't. She was a one-hit wonder for me.
Oop.
I'm sorry.
When you call something gay, that's Hillary Duff.
That's Hillary Duff. What is wrong with you?
Hillary Duff now. Whew, that girl, I love her.
Oh, yeah. Remember Sparks? We all let it flop.
We did. I will never forgive the gays.
I will never forgive the gays.
If I was in the club, I would have fucking...
But now we're all Olivia Rodrigo this, Olivia Rodrigo that. Back to sex talk.
Yeah, back to
sex talk. Well, the segment is called Fuck Talk.
Whatever. Fuck talk. We'll be right back after this break.
And if you didn't know, we are still in our favorite segment, which is called
Fuck Talk. Now what's going on about a bathhouse in Palm Springs?
No, that's me.
Oh.
Why would a note of his be on the outline?
I don't know. You guys clearly talk all the time.
Do you have any wild and crazy Fuck Talk stories that you can share from all of your adventures over the past year?
Yeah. And it was definitely most notably in Berlin. I was a big old slut. And just kind of like, I feel like I've told you so many stories now. And it was hot because like they have the bar.
Hot.
And, you know, everyone's just like smoking and drinking. And it's a good time. And they're all talking like German. And like, it's just so hot. Like, it's one of those languages that like, you know, ever since like Sheeb by Gaga, I just wanted to like pretend I spoke German.
She doesn't even speak German.
Exactly. That's the,
but
yeah.
I'll try.
But I'll try.
Isn't that the intro?
So, and they're just, German guys are just so nice. And they, and they see how bit like.
Talk about dicks.
Yeah. Why dicks. They got those big old hogs over those there? Talk about uncut.
I was in the land of my people. Yes. So,
swinging from the chandelier, from that foreskin.
The cruising scene is just so good in Europe. Like, that's the one thing I will give them. Like, the cruising scene is so hot. Like, it's kind of like, I don't know, maybe I just hear San Francisco to me is hot, but like, it was just a whole new beast out there, which I was like really excited for. And, you know, you're having a drink with them 1 minute, and then like, you're down in this like dungeon. That's like practically pitch black, and like, you know, you're taking their whole 9-inch cock down your throat. So it's like, you know, yeah, and then you're seeing some, and then you're seeing some guy get like, you know, spit roasted. You're like, oh, well, me next. And then, you know, I'm taking turns with like, you know, fucking all the friends that I come with. And it's like a game, you know, like, all right, I'm gonna go down there now and do like, you know, the hot fucking German with the 9-inch uncut that I just saw, you know. Isn't that fun? Like, we would have a blast. Like, we would all have a blast. Like, let's just do a live fucking sloppy seconds from Berlin.
Fuck show.
From the fuck show.
Yeah.
What is it? Like, I think other people who, you know, are in your line of work have gotten over...
Friend seeing.
But you're also, thing. Like, oh, your yeah. line of work is being nude for everybody.
Exactly. So there's no, like, stage fright, performance yeah. fright. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like... So many, yes, in gay friend groups, there are like the people who sneak away and hook up or the exes
yeah.
or the whatever.
Yeah, baby, I was the one that was fucking in the bed. Like, and my friend was right next to us. Yeah. I
But love that. But I feel like there are a lot of friend groups that are just like, I don't want to see that. Like, we don't cross that line. I bring it up on Grindr.
You know,
line.
Like when you're on Grindr and they're like, obviously in New York. This happens a lot in New York because they're like 12 of them and like one, sharing one apartment.
Right. They're like, I can't host.
Yeah, they're like,
my
I can't host
here.
Because all my friends are here.
And you're like,
and
I don't care.
I'm like, I don't care. Like, spare room? Like, what do we got? Do we have a bedroom that's not, the one bedroom that's not in use?
Yeah.
The bathroom, the kitchen? Bitch, you know, where are we doing it? You know?
One time I was staying in a hotel and my friend was like, it was me and my boyfriend and then, or my ex-boyfriend, and then there was a person sleeping on the floor and he brought someone back and they hooked up in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, bold
oh, yeah,
move.
I've done that when my friend, my best friend has fallen asleep and he's like down for the count for the night. And I'm like, hey, can you come to my room? And he's like, and I'm like, my friend's here, but he's like knocked out. And I'm like, we could hook up in the bathroom. We'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, in the bathroom. But,
I
like,
fucked,
not on the floor
I
next to them.
I fucked a dude in P-Town while my best friend was taking a nap. Like he woke up. I kind of did that, like, squint, like, and I just went right back to sleep. Was like, yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah. Could never be us.
Okay.
I don't want to see that.
I don't want to hear.
No.
That.
Oh, we gotta.
Oh,
we gotta
it's
make,
loud.
We gotta make friends.
Ah!
We gotta you know make friends has to happen between you two.
No.
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 No!
No. Me and Joel will make it happen.
No.
No. Okay. We need to have Joel on. I bet he's got some crazy stories. Look at you, like. No.
I love.
Like,
I love the thought.
So
you're like,
no. I don't want to see it.
Really?
No.
What if you both had like a dude? Like, what if you both had a dude and it was just kind of like a
no.
No?
It I feels think it's familial over
yes.
here. Like,
okay.
It feels like
all right.
Similar.
Like, this
would
is someone
you,
that, like, when my
would
life
you have
was
sex
just...
in the room with me there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Because
I want to see the
job?
Dragon.
Yes.
Oh, you, okay.
Because I was introduced to you with your dick out.
Oh,
so that
so
is
the
first
wall.
How.
Okay.
So, like, the wall was never erected. You know what I mean? The wall
no,
was never there.
Yeah.
And so, to me, I'm like, okay. But I will tell you, there are people who I first became aware of on film being, like, porn performers. And then when I met them in real life and they hit on me, I, like, couldn't even get hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
okay.
It's, like,
that's happened.
Like a
yeah.
weird thing where
yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, you're hot. I've jerked off to your videos before.
You're on a screen.
Now we're
and
friends.
Now you're in real, yeah.
And you're, like, touching my leg, and I'm, like...
Opposite for me.
Turtle yeah. head inside.
Something about knowing that they do porn makes me so horny for this.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Because I was hooking up with that one OnlyFans guy.
Who is
one? What? Ooh, name it.
Name him.
Name him.
Name him.
Name
him. I will not. But it was
oh.
hot, yeah.
Okay. Do I know him?
Probably not.
Oh, okay.
It was like it's a niche.
It's a niche thing for them.
Oh,
niche,
okay.
Niche only fans.
Oh.
Not a star, you know.
Oh,
not you. Not on your level.
Not,
okay. Not getting nominated for
like
GVN.
Feet.
Top
like
0.01%.
Top, yeah. Like feet. Fans. Like, I want to know the niche now. I'm really curious.
No.
No,
just like,
it's
just
like a
side
oh,
casual
okay.
thing.
So he has like a full time job
kind of,
and
yeah,
he just does
he just
it.
Like
oh, okay.
film stuff.
Oh, okay. So not the full time. Got it. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you were like feet.
Like,
do what? I give off feet?
I'm like,
why?
What?
Listen, piss. Stink with a Y.
Stink with a Y.
Travel update. What is there to do in Palm Springs that I should do?
Well, what are you trying to do? Freaky shit?
I'm going alone so I can do whatever I want.
Ooh.
Well, what does that mean? Are you going to take mushrooms and go to the Modern Art Museum? Or do you want to...
I might do that during the day and then I might do something at
well,
night.
Well, girl, you go to the new bathhouse opened up. I have not been yet.
I haven't. Yeah. Been, well, I haven't been.
What so it's a sex club. It's not a bathhouse.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a. You can't. You know, there's no like steam room. There's no.
It's literally
sauna.
Just you walk in and.
That's
you...
like going to the steamworks without the fucking steam.
Yes, exactly.
What, it's just the works.
It's just the. I went to the one in Seattle and I was so pissed.
Why like, is it way better?
No, it's just there's no steam. And I'm like, it just works.
There is no steam. There are showers.
There are showers.
And then that's it.
Yeah. The San Francisco one is where it's at, baby. The Berkeley.
In Berkeley. Yeah. They have they have everything. They have the steam and the sauna. Also in Palm Springs, well, you could go back to CCBC. You know how that works.
I do. I think there's actually a Western Exposure that same weekend.
Oh, okay. And then
it's gonna be cold. It's like 40 degrees.
The desert's cold now. It's wild.
And then like 60 during the day, 40 at night.
Yeah. All Worlds has the like maze that is heated.
Oh, they had that in Berlin.
And the maze
heating.
And the maze is really fun. But also at All Worlds, they have a hot tub and a pool.
Ooh.
And you can get like a day pass.
See, I feel like I'm spoiled. And once you guys come, like, I feel like I'm like now my bathhouse experience is so spoiled now by Europe. Like, I'm like,
I guess I should go to Berlin this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great friend of mine.
What's that flight like?
And like, I love that from the pool. Like, there was the pool.
Yeah.
And they had like a cutout in the steam room that you could see what's going on. Like, if guys wanted to put on a show while you're in the pool. Like, just to see the, I was,
because that's
shot so many fucking loads. Like, I can't remember, like, how many times I came. Like, it was that,
Just in the pool.
Just in the pool in general.
Your little swimmers.
Yeah. My little swimmers were just, but, yeah.
Why do people think the slurping of the bathwater was so gross in Saltburn?
Yeah, it's like, that's so tame compared to some of the stuff that us faggots do.
Most people were like,
also, everyone was like, this movie's insane. And I was like, you don't know faggots.
Because, like, this is a typical Friday night.
That's a regular gay guy being fucking normal.
Have you ever heard our podcast? Yeah. Like, it is not.
I loved it.
Well,
yeah.
We made it to the end of the episode.
Do you have any other sex stories you want to tell real quick?
I think me being a whore in Berlin was really my favorite one right now.
Being spit roasted sounds delicious now.
Really,
maybe I'm just hungry. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Sloppy Seconds. You can follow us on Instagram at SloppyPod or send us an email at SloppySecondsPod@gmail.com. And don't forget to call in with your own fuck talk story to 213-536-91! 8-0.
And you can follow King Dwarf Official everywhere and
find out. NYC, Yep, on the OnlyFans. Yep.
Oh, yeah. It's everywhere. That's right, baby. Go learn how to tame your very own dragon.
Yeah, take a peek of that meat because it's crazy.
If you want to
4'6" and mostly dick.
Mostly dick, baby.
That's right. And if you want to sign up for Mom Plus or Mom Plus Gold, go to mompodcast.plus. You can get all of our shows ad-free one day early. Mom Plus Gold members get our full video episodes available to you. Plus, we get monthly bonus episodes of Sloppier Seconds.
Hell yeah.
Which are always a great time. So
more.
Go on and check out that plus, Mom Plus Gold. You know what I mean?
Know what I mean?
Hit the slay button, faggot.
Goodbye.
To get access to our full uncensored video episodes ad-free and one day early, sign up for Mom Plus Gold at mompodcasts.plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball.
Engineered by Margot Padilla.
Editing and sound design by William Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.